This Mixed Sunday Morning podcast is presented by Robo Motors in Sylacauga, Alabama. Well known for quality pre-owned automobiles, RVs, boats, and motorcycles, and by Sylacauga Handicapped, the area's premier source of handicapped mobility and motoring equipment. Listen to the full show from 8 to 11 a.m. on Sundays on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065Radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, and the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. This program is a product of Radio Alabama. Every week, we feature encouraging stories and have a great conversation with guests about their faith. Welcome to Mixed Sunday Morning for the week of October 13th, 2024. I'm Greg Wyckoff, your host. This week, we're going to have a little fun. It's called, Did You Know? So let's start that out. Did you know that Samson had a gift, a spiritual gift of strength? And then came along Delilah. We all know the story, and if you don't, I encourage you to get into your Bible, open it up, and read it. And this is why. Delilah cut Samson's hair. That was his strength. What or who? See, Delilah in our lives doesn't have to be a who. Delilah in our lives can be a what. Don't let a Delilah take a gift that God has given you. And like I said, it doesn't have to be a person. It can be a thing. And you say, like what? Well, don't let finances. Don't let actions of others take away the joy of the spiritual gift that God has given you. But thank goodness, in the story of Samson and Delilah, in the end, Samson perished, but God came back to him and restored his strength. Know that when we make bad choices, God is still with us. God bless you. It's Mixed Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mixed Sunday Morning, and it's a Sunday morning of Did You Know? One of my favorite stories in the Bible, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were bound, thrown in a furnace, heated up 7 times more than normal. In fact, it was so hot that the men that threw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego into the furnace died. But that's not what the Didn't You Know about this story is all about. See, the three of them were in the furnace. They should have perished immediately. But when King Nebuchadnezzar and the rest of the people looked in the furnace, there were 4. No matter what you're going through, no matter how bad it may seem, God is with you. Thank you for listening. It's Mixed Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mixed Sunday Morning, and it's the Did You Know edition of Mixed Sunday Morning. Did you know that Moses was taking the Israelites out of Egypt? He had the armies behind him. He had the Lord in front of him. But he came to a situation where his path looked like there was an end to it. Because see, they came up upon the Red Sea. And like I said, there's an army behind you pushing you that way. There's nowhere to go. So it looks like certain peril. Either you're going to drown or you'll die by the sword. But God stepped in and parted the sea, and they were able to cross. Well, see, there are a lot of times we go through life and we get to situations, and for that moment, it doesn't seem like there's an answer. Or in that moment, we get to it, and it seems like it's all an end, that we can't make it to tomorrow. Know that the same God that parted the sea from Moses will do the same thing for you. He will make the way. He is the way. God bless you. It's Mixed Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mixed Sunday Morning, the Did You Know edition. Well, many of us know the story of Sodom and Gomorrah and what was going on in those cities. And God rained down sulfur and fire to burn those cities down. But here's the interesting part. Lot, his wife, and his two sisters were spared. There was one thing the angels commanded, and it was to flee the city and don't look back. Lot's wife looked back and was turned to a pillar of salt. The did you know part of this is, in our lives, don't look back. Yesterday's done. The Bible tells us not to worry about tomorrow. So live today and live for the Lord today. What happened 2 weeks ago, last year, yesterday, don't look back at it. And keep your eyes focused on the Lord. And let him guide you as he did Lot into the mountains. Let him guide your life to safety. God bless you. It's Mixed Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mixed Sunday Morning with the last Did You Know segment for the show. We're going to pull another story out of the Bible. See, Daniel was thrown into a den of lions. Certain peril, probably a very painful peril. If you just look at it from our eyes. But see, we serve not a natural God. We serve a supernatural God. The Lord put the lions to sleep. And Daniel didn't die. In our lives, we can be put into some pretty tough situations. I know in the working world, like my job, I can be put into some situations I do not like. I hope that nobody has been in a situation where you've been thrown into a den of lions. But we've all been through something or been forced into something that looked bad. Just as God protected Daniel from the lions, God will protect you from anything in this world. And like I said, just realize the God who loves us, that sent his son to this earth, that he's no natural being. He is supernatural. And he can do anything in your life. It's all the segments we talked about. When Moses thought there was no way, God provided a way. When Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into the furnace, three went in and four were standing. No matter what you're going through, He's with you. Get into the Word of God. And if this is a did you know show that you didn't know, get into that Word. Send me a message. I'll be more than glad to send anything to you. We've got a couple more segments coming up. Thank you for listening. It's Mixed Sunday Morning. Welcome back to Mixed Sunday Morning. I hope you enjoyed the show this week. And I'll wrap it up with this. And we're going to go back to the Bible. And it comes from Numbers chapter 6. And I'm just going to read verse 22 through verse 27. The Lord said to Moses, "Tell Aaron and his sons, this is how you are to bless the Israelites. Say to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. So they will put my name on the Israelites and I will bless them. Today, I pray that the Lord will bless you and that he will keep you, that his face will shine on you, and he will be gracious to you." And this is my favorite part of it right here. That the Lord will turn his face toward you and give you peace. May the peace of the Lord go with you this week. No matter what challenge you have, don't wake up in the morning and bring yesterday into today. Don't go to bed at night already worried about tomorrow. Let the peace of the Lord take care of that. And when you wake up today, no matter what you have to go to, a job, the gym, the grocery store, whatever you have to go to, go in peace and go with the Lord. God bless you. It's Mixed Sunday Morning. Thanks for listening. If you like what you've heard, tell your friends and join us for the full show every Sunday morning from 8 to 11 on Mix 106.5, 98.3 HD2, Mix1065radio.com, the Mix 106.5 mobile apps, or the Mix 106.5 skill on Amazon's Alexa-enabled smart speakers. I'm Greg Wyckoff, and this program is a product of Radio Alabama.